We read the Word of God tonight from 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. We read the Word of God tonight from 2 Kings chapter 5. I sent the wrong information into the bulletin. It's 2 Kings chapter 5. And for as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles.
That is not an incident
when we walked in lasciviousness, lusts, excess of wine,
but is related
revelings,
to the main
subjects in abominable idolatry,
chapter, which is the cleansing
they
of Naaman
think
the
strange, that ye run not with them to the
as
same
a kind
excess
of contrast,
of rye, speaking evil of you,
to the grace of God that
who
is
shall
evident
give
in
account
the cleansing
to him
of Naaman the Syrian,
ready to judge the quick and
I'm going
dead.
To mention that only briefly in the
for,
sermon.
For this cause was the gospel preached also to them
the
that are dead, subject of
that they might
chapter
be judged
five,
according to men in the
by
flesh,
illustration,
but live.
So
let's
to
begin
God
to
and
read
Spirit.
It, verse 1.
But the end of all
now
things
Naaman,
is at hand.
Captain of
the
host,
be therefore
the king
sober,
of Syria,
watch unto prayer.
Was a great man with his master, and
above all things,
because
has
by him
charity
the Lord had
yourselves,
given deliverance unto
for
Syria.
Charity shall cover the multitude
he was also
sins.
A mighty man in valor, but
use
he
hospitality
was a leper.
One to another without
and
grudging.
The Syrians had gone out by companies,
and every man
and
had
brought
away
received
captive
the gift
out of the land of Israel,
so
minister
made.
The same one to another
and
as
she
good
waited
stewards
on
of the manifold grace of God. And she said unto her mistress,
if any man speak,
would God,
my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria.
If any man
would
minister,
recover him of his leprosy,
let him do it as of the ability
one
which
in
God
told
giveth.
His Lord, saying, thus and
that
thus,
God
said
in
the
all
maid,
things
of the
may
land
be glorified
of Israel,
through Jesus Christ,
the king of Syria, said, go to,
and
go,
forever
and I will
ever.
Send a letter unto the
Amen.
King of Israel. And he departed,
beloved,
and took with him
10 talents
of silver and
6,000
pieces
trial,
of gold,
10 changes
of raiment.
As though
he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now,
but
when this
rejoice,
letter is come unto thee, behold,
as much as
I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him
revealed,
of his leprosy.
He may be glad also with
it
exceeding
came to pass
joy.
When the king of Israel had read the letter,
if he be reproached,
he rent his
for
clothes,
the name of Christ,
and said, am
happy
I God,
ye,
to kill and to make alive?
Of glory and of
this
God
man
resteth upon you.
Unto me to recover a man
on
of his
their
leprosy,
part,
he is evil
wherefore
spoken
consider,
of,
I pray you,
but on your part,
see how
he
seeketh
a
quarrel against me.
But let none of you suffer as a murderer,
Elisha,
or as a
man
thief,
of God,
or as an evil doer.
King of Israel had
or as
rent
a busy
his clothes
body in other men's matters.
He sent to the king, saying,
yet,
wherefore hast thou rent thy
clothes?
Let him not
let
be
him
ashamed.
Come now to me.
But let him glorify God on this behalf.
There is a prophet in Israel.
For the time is come that judgment.
So Naaman came with
at
his horses,
God,
and with his chariot.
And if
and
it is first begin
at
us,
of the house
what shall
of
the end of them that obey not the
gospel
of God?
And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying,
and if the righteous
go and
scarcely
in Jordan
be saved,
7 times,
where shall the ungodly
and shall
the
come
sinner
again
appear?
To thee, and thou shalt be clean.
Wherefore, let them that
but
suffer
Naaman
according to the will of God commit the
went
keeping
away
of
and
their
said,
souls
behold,
to him.
I thought,
well-doing.
He will surely come out to me and stand,
Creator.
Call on the name of the Lord his God. And
thus
strike his hand over
the holy
place,
and divine scripture,
and recover the leper.
Consider is our text tonight.
Are not Abana, Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all
but
the waters
the end
of Israel?
Of all things, as
may I not wash in them and be clean?
Be ye therefore
so
sober.
He turned and went
and
away in a rage
unto prayer.
And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father,
beloved in
the
Lord
prophet
Jesus
has
Christ,
bid thee do some great thing.
God
has
brought
not have done it?
You and me.
How much
and
rather
this congregation
than when he thee,
through another
clean.
Year.
Then
and
he went down
we gather
and dipped
on the last
himself
7 day
times
of the year
in Jordan
to worship
according
him
to the
and
same
to give him thanks
of man of God.
For his
and
faithfulness
his came
to
again
us.
Like unto the flesh of a
and
little
as
child.
We do so, we may look back
clean.
At the past
he returned
year.
To the man
the
of
Christian
God.
May,
he
and properly
and
does
all his company
at
came
times
stood
reflect.
Him.
And he said,
on what has transpired
behold,
in his life
now I know
in the past,
that there is no God
even
in all the
goes
earth
back a year,
but in Israel.
And then
now, therefore,
that year,
I pray thee,
as we reflect,
take the blessing of thy servant.
We will see
but he said,
that there was
as
joy,
the Lord liveth,
before whom
and
I stand,
there was sorrow,
I will receive none.
There was laughter,
and he urged him to take
and
it,
there was
but he
sadness.
Refused.
There were successes.
Shall there not then,
this
I pray,
or that
thee, be given to thy
life two mules
burden of earth?
Painful.
Thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice.
There was
unto
struggle,
other gods, but
toil,
unto the Lord.
Pain.
In this thing, the
and
Lord
there were times when things
servant,
seemed to fly along very
when
easily.
When my master goeth into the house of Rimmon,
there were births,
to worship there,
and there
were
deaths.
On my hand, and I bow myself
there were
in
marriages,
the house of Rimmon,
and there were the tearing asunder.
I bow down myself in the house
of
Rimmon.
Marriage bond by the
Lord,
death.
Pardon thy servant.
One of the spouses,
and he said unto
Scripture,
him,
Scripture itself speaks of these rhythms.
So he departed with him.
In our lives,
a little way.
When the wise preacher said to the congregation,
the servant of Elisha, the man of God,
there is
said,
to everything a season.
My master
and
has
purpose.
Spared Naaman the Syrian.
There is a time to die,
receiving at his hand,
and a time to be born,
brought.
Time to plant.
But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him.
Time to build, and the time
him.
To tear down.
So Gehazi
time to make
after
war,
him.
And the time to
when
make
Naaman
peace.
Saw him running after him,
time
he
to love,
down from his chariot
the time to hate.
Is all well.
There is a time,
and he said, all is well.
Speak.
My master has
a time,
me, saying, behold, even
be
now, there become to me.
Have
from
we
Mount
not experienced
Ephraim,
that?
Two young men of
as
the sons
time
of the prophets.
Now marches forward.
Give them, I pray, thee, a talent of silver
with it,
and two changes of garments.
And that's the other thing.
Naaman
when
said,
you look back,
be content. Take two
you
talents.
You will see that
and
time
he urged him and bound two
flies.
Talents of silver in two bags.
And in the flying
two
of time,
of garments,
as you look back,
laid them
because
two of
it flies.
And they bear
you will also see
him.
That there is
when he came to
much
the tower,
sin
he took them from their
on our part,
and bestowed them in the house.
And all the scenes,
he let the men go,
situations,
and they departed.
And circumstances
he went in and stood
that
before
we
his master,
see as we reflect.
Elisha said unto
what has
him,
transpired in our life, what
whence
we see
comest thou,
from us,
Gehazi,
is sin.
And he said, thy servant went
weakness,
no whither.
Unfaithfulness.
Him, went not my
regrets,
heart with thee.
Maybe there is
the
even a
turned
picture
again from his chariot
that you have,
thee,
that you can't even
is
look at,
a time to
because
receive
the
money,
picture only reminds
receive
you
garments
of your own
and olive
sin.
Yards and vineyards.
We pass
and
our
sheep,
days
and oxen, and men servants
here below
and maidservants
in sin.
The leprosy therefore
and so when we look back
shall cleave unto
and
thee.
We cannot look
and
back without
seed forever.
When we look back
and he went out,
we must be mindful
leper,
of God's
as white as snow
faithfulness.
God, the reading of the Holy
in His great love,
Scripture, our text is
in His grace and His mercy
that we read,
in His kindness toward us, was with us,
beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ. The events of the text that we read take place
sins.
During the reign.
He was with us.
One of Ahab's
the greatness
wicked sons. There are a
of
number
his
of reasons why I say that.
He was with us
with regard
in the overflowing
the
goodness
of, text, first of, all,
of his divine being.
That it happened
so that
during the reign of one of Ahab's wicked
kept
sons
in our salvation.
Is clear from the reaction
another
of the king
year.
To the request
that also
of Naaman
must come to mind.
That reaction
as we reflect
fits
on
the
time
spineless
at its end.
And wicked
whether
sons
it was
of Ahab,
in sickness
better.
Or in health, whether
and
a fruitful year or a
Jehu
barren, whether in riches
sons.
Or poverty, in whatever
secondly,
situation that
I
we
say
found
that
ourselves,
because
we found ourselves
the alienation,
with God,
even acrimony
was in every situation
that is evident in the text
good.
Between the king and the prophet,
and so
is more characteristic
old years
of the
night,
reign of Ahab and his sons than of Jehu
that we consider tonight.
His sons.
Calls us
besides
not only to
there
look
is
back,
the consideration that is evident in the
forward.
Text of Israel in retreat on all fronts
without also
that happened
forward.
During the reign of Ahab
the text calls
and his sons
us not merely
Israel
to reflect,
was hard pressed
but to look
by
up
the Syrians
to
Naaman
look away
was pummeling
from this
Israel
world.
And to look
in the
in
name
hope
of the king of Syria
for one
as
that
his armies
come.
Repeatedly
the end of the year,
the armies,
the turning
of the
calendar,
of
the stopping
Israel,
of the clock
that happened
with 2015,
because God
was
the judging
to 2016.
The wicked apostasy
must remind you too,
of Ahab
and
help but remind
his
you
sons
of the end of the world.
That also indicates
the end of the year reminds us of the end of the
spiritual
age,
climate,
the end
the
of
nation
all
of Israel,
ages,
in the coming
during
of the age
which this miracle
that
took
will
place.
Be. It was a time of
and that
astounding
is the main
apostasy
theme of the text that we consider
Baal
tonight.
Worship.
There is an age
had been officially
that
put
is
away
coming indeed
since Mount
the
Carmel,
text
but Baal
teaches
worship
us
lived
on that
age
in the hearts
is very
and
near in the lives,
behold, says
and in
Peter,
the secret
the
chambers
end of all
of
things
the houses
is
of the people of Israel.
Hand.
Besides that, there was the worship of
tonight,
the golden calves that
we
continued
look back
unabated
at
and
Dan,
forward.
And
we also
at Bethel,
consider the nearness
for that apostasy
of the end.
God judged
let us
the nation
and consider this
judged
text
them
especially
the nearness
by giving the nation into the hand
end
of their enemies.
Notice first
king
of all the end of all things.
Notice
secondly
Syria.
Its nearness.
That apostasy
finally,
too
the proper
is evident
attitude
in
that
the
is
text
required.
Typified in the
behold,
head
says
of
the apostle,
nation,
the end
and
of all
king
things
and leader
is at hand.
When the apostle
whose
speaks
unbelieving
of the end of all
despair,
the
apostle
out
means the end
when he
of this present
the
age
from the king of Assyria,
as you and I know
that
it,
he should heal this
and
leper
therefore the
from
end of everything
leprosy
that is in this present age.
And that apostasy,
when the scripture here then says
all
in things,
the text,
the scripture
when
speaks
Elisha
comprehensively
sends his
and without
the king
any
of Israel,
limit,
absolutely
with the
pointed,
exhaustively,
question,
wherefore
hast thou
rent
thy
clothes?
Why
the despair
in heaven?
In the
send
earth
him to me
and under the earth.
The force of that
of
is
all things
though
as God
you do not
originally
acknowledge
created them in the beginning,
and though the nation
the heaven of heaven
not
in heaven and the earth that is beneath God, and the waters
and, Jehovah
and the dry land
God,
and the
yet
trees
there is a prophet of
and
Jehovah
the animals
in Israel,
all things as God made them good and those things now as they exist under the curse.
For man fell in the beginning.
He brought the entire creation under
the
curse of God so that that creation exists now under the wrath and the curse
of God,
yet like a great weight pressing upon it, the creation continues to exist.
Naaman,
that creation as it exists
was Assyrian
under the curse. The point of
grown
the text is not merely that
with
a leper
death was cleansed
and the rebellion
but
Satan
what is
Naaman
remarkable in the text
the Garden of Eden, all
is
things
that
a
Syrian
now are
idol worshipping
shall end.
God-denying leper was cleansed.
The end of all things is
it was to Israel that the promises were given.
It means then
it was in Israel
the end
that
of time,
Jehovah revealed himself as the God of Abraham
the end of the
and
year
of
reminds us
and of Jacob
of the end
and
of time.
It was now to
of the
Israel
end of our life
that God
when
reveals
our time will
the
cease
character of
of
his
the
grace
end of the
and
world
his promise
too.
As a
not
grace
time
and
as
promise
such, you understand.
That time as such
is
will
no
not
respecter
end
of persons.
For time too must be
and
lifted up.
That grace
time must
and
be glorified and perfected.
Upon
so that time,
a
as the condition of creaturely existence, may
bear
Jesus the weight of eternal glory.
References
time has to be glorified.
So that time can go on and on and
verse
on
27
without
in
end.
Rebuke of
but time
Israel's
as we know it
apostasy in his day.
Time
he says there were many lepers
since the beginning in the
beginning Israel during the time of Elisha.
And God
the prophet
made the heaven and the earth.
And God
none of them
created
was healed,
time to be the creaturely
Naaman,
condition,
the Syrian
of all creaturely existence.
That was
to
a
everything. There is a time
of Israel's
apostasy,
time as it's composed of seconds,
and that was also a revelation.
And minutes and hours and weeks and months and years.
Elisha's
and years
God
pile up into
the God who is salvation,
and the centuries pile up.
Elisha's
into
God who is
salvation
pile up into
is a God who saves
not only the Jew,
6,000
Gentile
years
too.
Now
time,
and that's good
has
news
had that function
to
you,
hold up,
and
to carry all
me
things,
and
cutting off
the time of the natural branches
for time to end.
There are wild branches
is at hand,
wild olive trees that are grafted into the living trunk
that time supports.
Jesus Christ
will come crashing
down.
You
are
saved.
That's demonstrated too.
The universe as we know
it.
The sun will be darkened.
The moon will not give her light. The
cleansing
of
Naaman
the Syrian.
Let us
the mountains will fall. The valleys will be rent.
Secondly, the means.
The rivers, the oceans, the trees, the beasts and the birds. Every single creature
will end. And man.
Naaman
was a great man
in his temporal
earthly, creaturely existence
from every point of view.
With all that man,
Naaman was an
has
important
lived through
military
all those seconds
in
those
the
nation
of Syria,
in the
nation
years
of Syria
and centuries
at that
and
time.
All that man has done, all that man has fought and
so
written
that
and accomplished,
in the highest
will
rank
end
beneath the king.
In the hierarchy,
will be swept away
of the kingdom,
shaken
of Syria.
Destroyed.
Besides that, Naaman was an honorable
so that
man.
So at the end is a kind of conclusion.
He was highly esteemed by the king of Assyria.
A drawing
Assyria,
to a close. And like the
because
ear draws to
he
a
was
close,
a kind
so
of father
history.
To his people.
Will draw to a close.
It was he
and in that end
who
too,
had masterminded
the like
victory
the death throes
of the Syrian
of some
army
gigantic
over the
beast.
Israelite army.
The creation will
he
shake
himself
too.
And humble.
Was not a map-making general. But he was
violently,
a fighting general.
Wildly, seemingly
he didn't sit back in his tent
with
uncontrollable,
a mighty man of valor.
Naaman was renowned in the nation.
The angels will blow
not only for his prowess in generalship,
but his prowess with the
nation
sword.
Will rise against
this
nation
man
and
kingdom
fight.
Against kingdom.
Not insignificant
the gospel
either,
will
for
have
his
gone
to
the ends of the earth
is
to gather
the
out the last
indication
of, God's
of
people,
his enormous
calling
wealth.
Him to repentance.
That's natural,
safely
considering
tucking
his position in the nation. We would
Christ.
Think that Naaman, because
shepherds
he was
abound,
second in command, would accumulate
say, lo,
a
here
large
is Christ, and lo, there is Christ.
Wealth.
Don't believe them.
And that large
love
wealth
of many
is
will
evident
wax cold
in the king's ransom
because of iniquity
that he takes
in order to
pay for
abound
his healing in the nation of Israel.
And
10 talents
of
one
silver,
6,000 pieces of gold, and 10
whom
changes
the great white dragon will
of
give
raiment.
His
this
seat
man was
and
his
power
and his
belonging
authority
too to the greatness
and like a great
Naaman,
beast was his
come
character
up out of the sea of nations
a character
of
that
all the
is
kingdoms of the
clearly
world
on display
him
in the text
give him
not only
their
did
power
Naaman have a
and their glory
intellect,
and they shall worship him
an intellect that
except
is
those
responsible
whose names are written
for his
Lamb's Book of Life
victories on the battlefield.
With him will come
not
trouble.
Not only was Naaman an ambitious man,
trouble
which
such
is
as the church has never
responsible
seen
for his climbing
you'll
the
wear
rungs
out the saints
of
with a great
power
tribulation
in
with
hierarchy
him will come
but
also
Naaman
the vials
was a
of the
large
wrath of God
hearted
when the
man
will come out of the temple of God.
That is
take
clear
their bowls
in the
of
text
God's wrath and pour
the
them out.
The text even
upon
emphasizes that fact
so that
about
wicked
Naaman
Babylon.
That's clear.
Kingdom of the beast.
From the
come crashing
response
down upon itself,
of the little servant
breaking up that
girl
kingdom. And his power and authority.
To Naaman's leprosy.
With terrible
this was
plagues
a little girl that Naaman
nations
took
will be gathered to Armageddon.
As a captive. In one of
the sun
his
will
raids
be darkened. And the moon will not
the
give her light.
Of Israel.
The stars will fall from heaven.
And he
then
took
will
her
be
as his
that last
and he made her the maid
and most
of his
glorious
wife
sign.
When he got leprosy,
son of man in
she
the
didn't want him dead.
And all his
she
magnificent power and glory revealing
nice
the
man
truth that in him dwells all the fullness
and
of the Godhead
from
bodily
his servants who are under him.
And every eye
although
will see
they approach him cautiously,
even they that pierced
with my father,
at to
he'll declare himself judge.
The aroused
of the
spirit
of
Naaman,
nevertheless,
and he will shake the heavens and the earth,
wished him to be
the sea and the dry land.
They liked
and all
Naaman
nations will shake.
And even
the desire
after Naaman was healed
shall come.
There is an indication of the largeness
the
of his heart
of all
in the profuseness of his hand giving in thanksgiving for
seemingly
the healing that he had received. Regeneration renews a man's
but
heart, but regeneration
closely
turns
minutely
the natural characteristics
precisely
that God gives to a man
control
to a new purpose.
For the
it was
end
evident
here
that Naaman was a kindly
Peter
spirit.
Says,
the goal,
big-hearted
of all
man
things,
is at hand.
What more?
God shakes
could man
the
be
heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry
the
land,
warrior,
and all nations
wealthy
in order that that which cannot be shaken
might endure.
Well established.
The creation that God made.
Well liked.
The creation that God made in the beginning with Adam in the garden. The creation
but
of
Naaman
Noah and the creation of Abraham and our creation too is merely a gigantic
add
scaffold
up all his accomplishments
that God has erected in order
and
that by means of that scaffold and through
that
scaffold
the house of God, eternal in the heavens, may be built. We can imagine that man, this world, in a hard condition,
isn't designed to be everlasting.
Well,
this world was never erected in the beginning to be the goal. This world was
shiny
made in the beginning to pass away. That God would roll up the heavens like
leprosy.
A scroll. Made all of Naaman's greatness.
Never was the purpose.
Vanity.
That's the carnal doctrine.
He wasn't Naaman anymore.
The worldly doctrine of common grace.
The mighty general.
It's no wonder.
He wasn't Naaman
that
the wealthy.
Where that doctrine
he wasn't Naaman
flourishes.
The powerful.
There
world
Naaman the leper
flourishes.
And he would end his
it's
life.
No wonder that where that doctrine
a broken
flourishes.
Disfigured.
Carnality flourishes.
And a loathsome man.
Because common grace says
leprosy
God has a goal with this creation.
The biblical disease.
His goal is here.
That was most feared.
In an earthly kingdom.
In the ancient world.
With an earthly culture.
The disease would manifest
an
itself.
An earthly horizon.
As a
but
white
Peter says,
mealy
the end of all things is at hand.
Or spot located beneath
the
goal
is coming.
Of the skin.
The goal on account of which God will shake the world.
Would spread rapidly.
Over
the
world
entire
as we
body
know it
or
exists,
extremity
has existed from the beginning.
And as the leprosy
may come to an
would
end,
continue
and
to develop into
the house that God has built,
would break out into oozing masses
be
of broken flesh.
The
and
goal.
While that leprosy progressed on the inside,
it also progressed on the out. The,
it's God's
the
eternal
inside,
covenant.
So that the disease
it
would
is God
ravage the
himself.
Organs. And the body
with
cavity
the covenant
and
God,
the bones
God
and the marrow,
in Christ,
all the soft
with
tissue,
whom God made the covenant personally
and
individually as his own chosen, elect, and precious
rot
man.
Off.
It is God in Christ
corrupting
as God
virulent,
incorporates his elect people into
and,
Christ Jesus
and
makes them his bride
disease.
And his body.
No one but
and
God
as they will be given
could cure the leper.
A new heaven and
without
a new
a
earth to be their
God,
eternal abode.
The inevitable
that is
result
God's
of
goal.
Leprosy was death.
That's
that
the reason
the name
all things
of a leper
exist.
Too.
He was walking death.
That's the reason that God made
he was
all
a dead
things
man
in the beginning.
Already.
God didn't make Eden.
Death only
so that
had
Eden
to complete
could last.
Its work
God
upon
made
him.
Eden to tumble to the ground,
and the
to
stench
fall.
Of death.
To have an angel and a flaming sword installed at the door so that man could
that
never go back to Eden. If God
loathsome,
wanted an earthly kingdom, he would have made Eden last.
And incurable is the biblical picture of sin.
For this purpose,
the leprous man,
the revelation of God's purpose in Christ Jesus,
the sinner,
the revelation of eternal house, an eternal kingdom, and an eternal
that
covenant.
Leprosy teaches about sin.
It's the reason that all things continue as
sin
they have.
Renders
God
all
upholds
of
all
man's accomplishments.
Because in this
vain.
Creation he has determined
a
that
man
this creation
can be
will be
like
the stage
was,
upon
a
which
great
he accomplishes
man.
The wonder of redemption.
He might be brilliantly
and out of that fallen
and
humanity.
And
powerfully
he might gather
active
his
in
own
the world.
Precious and
he may
church.
Have a brilliant mind. He may have many accomplishments.
And that's
he
the
may
reason
be a bright scientist. He may be a
end.
Powerful, gifted athlete.
The world must
he
end.
May have a penetrating intellect.
So that the eternal covenant of
pile
God
pile up all of man's accomplishments. List
so
them all. Think of
the
all the great
that
things
God has
that man
made
can
may
do.
Stand
and that
in
man
all
can
of its
be.
Glory
and then
and beauty
add one word.
To the praise of his name.
But
and
he
the
is
praise
a sinner.
Of his son and the perfection and enjoyment of salvation by his
and
church.
You undo all of man and his accomplishments.
That's the goal from eternity.
Evaluation
God
of God
determined that.
Who has the power
to
kill both the body and the soul.
That's the goal of all history.
Man is loathsome.
That's the goal of all things.
Wretched and offensive.
That is the goal of Eden the first. That's the goal of Adam
sin.
And Eve.
That was the goal of the fall.
Sin makes man.
That's the goal of this
nothing.
Creation. And everything that's in it, everything that ever has existed,
and
will exist, or is done
is
in this creation
fearsome.
Serves that
power
goal.
Of corruption. Just like that leprosy.
And
sin
is
not
now.
Merely in an act, but sin
what's
is
grown
a power.
and
that
when
it manifests itself in a man,
labor and strain,
it takes over that entire man inside and out. It devours that man.
For the revelation
corrupts
of
that
God's
totally
eternal house
and completely.
Behold,
and turns that man into
the end
a
of
heap
all things
of depraved,
is at hand.
Disfigured, and stinking
humanity.
The earthly clock, which has been
nothing but
away
a loathsome stench,
second by second for 6,000 plus years. That earthly clock, like the clocks in some gigantic nuclear explosion,
dominates
in that man's life, controls that man's life, and all his characteristics.
The clock of eternity will begin.
That sin, too, is the death of man.
Never to end.
Behold, the condition
the end
of the
all
sinner
things
is not
hand
one of vigorant, vigorous
it
life.
It is at hand.
But his condition is one of death.
The particular feature.
He exists really as
Peter
a dead man walking.
Demands that the church.
He has the
sentence attention
of death on him.
Is the nearness.
He has the power of
the
death working in him. And the
nearness
end
of
that
the end
man can only be
death.
Is not immediately apparent.
Death now,
death eternally.
Faith
believes, according to the word of God,
against sin,
that the end is near. The conclusion
too,
that the end is near, then, is not something
is
that
incurable
man can arrive at after his investigation of the world. It
the
isn't even
doctor
something that man can arrive at when man looks around and sees the upheavals
sin
in the creation. When man sees the wars
the
and the rumors of wars, the pestilences, the terrorizing that goes on in the world. When man sees
sin
all of the evil, man does not
no
come to the conclusion
that man
the end is near. Will overcome.
He doesn't do that.
Eradicate or do away.
He says, lo, all things continue
no
as they
money
have from the beginning.
No can buy a cure. The brightest
scientist
they are willingly
will
ignorant that God
the
destroyed the world once before. Nothing but a direct act of God.
And man begins to investigate the world. We'll save
he looks at the
sin
world and the upheavals and he says, we can fix this.
And God say,
he digs in the dirt. He says,
God,
lo, the world has existed for billions of years, and it'll exist for billions
Naaman
more.
From his leprosy.
That the end is near.
That devastating news
is the revelation of God
at the home of Naaman.
Behold, the
like
end of all things is at hand.
A little Jewish girl was there. One of the
Faith
spoils
that
of Naaman's raids.
And that little Jewish girl exclaimed, oh, that my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria. For
what does it mean that the world's
end
is at hand?
What faith was in that little girl?
Even if we reject the unbelieving conclusion
and that announcement
of the evolutionist and
of
the worldling,
yet the world has lasted for 2,000
years, the house
years
of Naaman
and the whole court
of Christ,
of the king of Syria was turned upside down.
And some
down
say when the apostle
slave
this,
ran
the apostle
to Naaman to tell Naaman, and Naaman ran to the king of Syria.
The
king of Syria
the end was very
said,
near,
Naaman,
but lo,
go
the world
to now,
existed
go, and I will
long
send letters.
He wrote
and
this,
he wrote a letter of introduction
a
to, for Naaman,
but
to the king
of
Israel,
the word of God
tell
is
the
not
king of Israel
the apostle
to cure
Peter
his
could
servant
have been
from his leprosy. And Naaman departed with his letter, and his king's ransom
the apostle Peter
of gold
himself
and silver
may have understood
these words
he
differently.
Shows up in
the
court
the apostle
of
Peter
the king
may
of
have thought the end was a whole lot nearer than the end has
the letter
decided or
the king of Israel
turned out to be.
Consternation.
The accuser,
regardless
of
what
Peter
thought,
looking
the
issue for
is
what
is
the cause
of war
mean
against him.
When the
because
Holy Spirit
no one can cure
inspired Peter to
a man
write these
from
words
leprosy
to the church, to warn the
and
church,
then comes
to
a
tell
messenger
the church,
the
end
the
is at hand.
Let him come to me now.
The text,
and he shall know that
mean
there is a prophet and a God.
That the end of all things can happen at any moment. That is not what the word means.
Naaman arrives
the Reformed
there
believer
the house
and the Reformed church,
of the
in their understanding
Elisha
of the nearness of the
pump,
end, reject
and all
out
his
of
wealth
hand,
and all
and
his servants
to be cleansed.
The idea
certainly
that the
end the can
prophet
happen
will
at
come
any
out
moment
to him.
And the Reformed creed rejects the Bible
kind
does not
of fawning upon this great Syrian general. That's
will
the idea of the
pay
end
homage to his accomplishments
favored
and
by
to his greatness
the Moody Bible Institute.
to All Is Well.
By the Left Behind series of books,
to His Right.
And by the premillennial dispensationalism of John Nelson Darby,
the prophet never comes.
That is a heretical idea of the end.
He sends a servant.
Go and wash.
The idea
seven
that
times
the end
in Jordan
can happen at any moment
is the teaching Naaman's of the Moody Bible Institute and the Left Behind series and John Nelson
His
Darby.
His honor is slighted
because they taught
the heresy
of a
rapture.
Offended.
His magnificence unacknowledged.
That the Lord would come for
besides
His saints
in
a
sheer
secret
rapture
of the
a
cure.
Rapture that could happen at any moment as you're driving your car or driving
an
airplane
in Jordan
or cooking in your house, then secretly
the
and
muddy
unannounced
and stinking
at any
river
moment,
of Israel.
The end.
Are not Abaddon, Pharpar,
the rivers of Syria better than all the waters of Israel?
The end of all things. Surely this prophet doesn't come that way.
Should have acknowledged him.
That denies
the
whole
Syria.
Reality that there are signs.
And had
of
his
the
God
end
acknowledge him
given
too,
to the church so that the
who
church
had beaten
could
him
see them
many times
and observe them
on the battlefield.
The end of all things will
rage.
Not happen tonight.
Syria.
The end of all things will not happen tomorrow.
And cautiously.
The end of all things, I dare say, will not happen in a week,
the few
a month,
general,
or perhaps even a year,
and suggest
maybe years.
That if he were willing to do some great thing,
that's
if
not
the
what
prophet,
means,
for instance, had said that Naaman ought to traverse the
hand
circle of the earth, Naaman would have done it.
And certainly
if
then,
if the prophet had said to do some great thing, why not?
Out of hand.
Going
the heretical idea of the end of the post-millennialist who says that the end
that
Peter talked about has already happened. The end
men
is not only at hand, but the end has happened.
Dollars.
And now
on
we only have to look forward to the great
you'll
advance
huge
of,
amounts of
civilization and of the Christian church and
for
of the kingdom of God and the world.
All of which are
because
caused
the end
by
happened
sin
when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem.
He never finds it in himself to repent.
And the end happened when Nero persecuted
would
the church.
He would rather die and go to hell
than repent.
To the post-millennialist, the end has not only
never turns around,
not at hand, but the end has already happened.
Naaman turned.
But in that
God had already started to work
Peter
in the heart of Naaman.
For Peter does not say that the
for
end
that
raging
has
happened,
Syrian was
but at the end
his tracks
is at hand.
That God stopped him there.
And when
Peter
says
of death
to you and to me and to the
chosen
church of all ages, the end is at hand.
Mysteriously and ineffably,
God
Peter
means
him
that
around
the end,
this
God brought him back,
grand culmination,
the waters of Jordan.
And that's
Syrian
the next
went into the waters
event
of Jordan in God's
he
calendar.
He dipped the first time in nothing.
And the second
that
time
wasn't true
in
when God made the world.
And the third time in
the
nothing
end was not the next
and four
event.
And five and six.
When God made the world, the world of God had to pass through the great event of the
fall from his eyes. And he looked down.
And when man had fallen and been driven out of the garden, then the world and man had to pass through the great event of the age before the flood. When men were giants in the earth.
A cleansing in which that
not
then
only
the world had to pass
beaten
through the great event of the
but
flood, and the world,
leprosy,
the watery world of
Noah
was
that
leprosy,
and the fiery world that we
inhabit
Naaman
now came into being.
Was made to be like the skin of a little baby, brand
the
new,
calendar
not
turned
a mark
with
on
Abraham,
it, and turned again
so
with Egypt.
That Naaman went into the
waters
when
they
and
came out of Egypt and turned in the wilderness, wandering and
leper
turned.
Magnificently
when they entered into the land of Canaan and turned again with the reign of David.
God cleansed
the calendar of God was turning. The clock
his
of
leprosy
his plan of redemption was ticking, tick,
not only
tick,
was Naaman
tick,
cleansed from his leprosy,
Naaman was cleansed from his sin there
suddenly
beneath the waters of Jordan. That proud, pompous,
temple
ugly, idolatrous unbeliever went into the water.
And the last hour had come.
And a believer,
the clock struck 11.
Humble.
He
and
came
thankful
lowly
and meek,
came out.
The suffering servant of Jehovah.
Naaman's affliction.
Was crucified.
Wasn't
dead,
ultimately that disease of
he
leprosy,
rose again.
But Naaman's affliction
he
was
what
up that
into heaven
disease
he
represented,
poured out his spirit upon the
namely
church.
Namely,
and
Naaman's
there is
sin
only 1 hour.
Leprosy left would have led to a miserable temporal existence, a miserable temporal death.
One
the sin of Naaman
of the clock
have led to a miserable eternal existence.
The clock will strike
a miserable eternal death.
The calendar of God will turn.
Naaman was cleansed from sin there.
Beneath Jordan's water.
Hand.
Then.
Means. That's what the cleansing from leprosy represents too.
Not only that it's
cleansing
the next great
of that
event,
sinner from
but
his
it means
sin. That everything
God
in the creation
has
that is
this
the
salvation
end
of the sinner
in itself. This man about whom
with
you
a
may
kind
pile
of
up
single minded
determination. If you add one word sinner,
all
things
them all.
Bend.
God cures him from his sin.
So that like a gigantic river that at its beginning was spread out.
God
regenerates
the
meandering core.
When
so
he enters
the
end,
heart of
that
the
that
river now, the new
at the
life
coming
of Christ,
mysteriously,
when he came in his flesh
ineffably,
and came lowly,
and he takes
and that
sinner
river
who is
a member of the perishing race of Adam, and he grafts that sinner into
and
Jesus
that
river
Christ
now
makes
is
rushing.
That's what
God
it means.
God cleanses the sinner
the
from his sin.
When God turns the sinner around, turns that sinner
like a great
around
tsunami
from the way that the sinner chooses.
That's been spotted on the horizon.
Way of rage against God. A ray of rejecting God's word. A way of sin and a way of certain
and
death.
The waters rise
God
up
turns
higher and higher and higher. Until
God
they
cleanses
all
the sinner
things in the eternal.
God also cleanses the sinner from his guilt.
It is here with the coming of
having
Christ.
Having regenerated him. Turned him around.
Quickly.
Takes away his guilt.
It does so.
The guilt on account of which?
Because Christ,
the sinner,
is
himself under
end
the power of sin.
Cleanses him from
he
guilt.
He fills his days.
And he makes him free.
And his nights. To pack
gives
in
all his sins.
Absolutely everything.
Takes away his iniquity.
That must transpire. Putes to him
before
the perfect
he can take his bride,
Jesus Christ,
to their eternal home.
Declares him worthy life. The end of all things is at
God
hand.
God cleanses his people too.
And when
and
the clock
corrupting
strikes midnight
of sin
and the calendar turns,
sin
which
turn
has the power
again
to dominate and to destroy the sinner,
how
destroy
sad
his life, destroy him temporally and destroy him eternally.
For the world
sin is
man
God's curse on the sinner.
God
for the man who has his heart fixed on the world,
corrupting power,
and on the things
that
here
sin
below,
no longer has the power to dominate.
For the man whose horizons extend no farther
to destroy
than
the life
this world of that sinner,
he makes him new.
The man whose plans
vibrantly new
don't reach out beyond his own lifetime,
alive with the resurrection,
whose fulfillment
is found
the
here
eternal
below
life. Jesus Christ.
This is a terrible announcement.
Never ever to seek again. That man
into the
lives his life
sin
on God's scaffolding
to live.
And
the
there in that scaffolding, that man
God
builds his house.
God cleanses.
And when God tears the scaffolding down,
sinner,
he tears the man down
from sin.
And the man's house down. And the man's
God
life
cleanses
down
sinner
with the end
from sin
of all things.
Like he cleansed
that man
from his leprosy
is insane,
the text
by
says.
By particular means.
When the text says, be sober,
as important is contrasting that implicitly
as is the truth that
the
God
cleanses
from sin
of that man.
Sobriety,
the truth of the
is
text,
mental soundness,
the means that God uses
thinking right,
to cleanse,
judging right
from sin.
And that man is
the
insane
means is the reality
like
of which the means
who at the scene
Naaman in his leprosy
of
was
the building
the type
of a glorious mansion.
Naaman was cleansed from his
with
leprosy
the scaffolding all around it
that
by
man
washing
is busy
in
carrying
the Jordan
bricks
River
up and down the rungs
to
the
scaffold
of the man of
not
God
not to build on
that
the mansion
was the means but to build on the scaffolding.
The text itself emphasizes this.
He
for
takes
instance,
his load of bricks up
verse 10
where
and
Elisha
his mortar
himself says,
and he
by
begins
his
to
servant,
pile those bricks
and
mortar
wash
up
in
on
Jordan
the scaffolding.
He builds himself a house.
Thy flesh shall come again to
he
thee.
He builds
clean
himself a house,
the
and he gets himself
indicates
a wife.
The
and
means
has children there on
is
the
water of the Jordan River.
This is
and he never peeks in the
that
windows
is this means to see what's going irritated on in the house.
And enraged
or ask
Naaman,
the builders who are bustling around.
Are not the waters of Abinon
what's
far
going
far
on in the house?
Better
and what
than
is
the
this
waters
house
of Jordan
that is being built, because he's concerned only with the scaffolding.
This is what the text in the actual history indicates.
He climbs up and down.
When in verse 14,
and he builds himself an impressive
says,
life there on that scaffolding.
Naaman was cleansed.
And he laughs and
after
jokes
dipping in the river Jordan,
those who are working on the
to the word
and going in and out of
the
mansion.
Man of God.
That they're silly.
The means of Naaman's cleansing then
work with
was
him
not the prophet
on the scaffolding.
The prophet,
you can say
is
about that
related
man,
to Naaman's cleansing.
He
but
must
the prophet
be
is not the means of Naaman's cleansing.
Or
the prophet never came
drunk
out.
That's what irritated Naaman.
That's the other possibility that the text
prophet did
about
not go with Naaman
when the text
to the Jordan
says,
River.
Be sober and watch.
Only
watch
spoke
is don't be drunk.
Neither
was
be
the
smart
means to cleanse Naaman
and stop drinking.
Some inherent power.
He must be drunk.
In the waters
of
the Jordan
insane
River. A kind of
he climbs up and down the scaffolding.
Working by their
to build
own
his
power
house on the scaffolding. He must have had too much
Jesus
to drink.
Jesus himself said, do such
referencing
a foolish
the incident of Naaman,
there
thing
were many lepers in Israel. And none of them was cleansed.
The
save Naaman, the Syrian.
Who is,
if there was some power in the waters of
the man
Jordan
who
River,
builds
surely
in the world,
there have been lepers left and right
is either
dipping in the waters of the Jordan River
or
seven
drunk
times to cleanse themselves of their leprosy.
He's drunk on the word.
Rather, don't think the means to
that the text
heal
is only
Naaman
talking about the
drunk was the promise
the drug addict
of God
or the derelict
given through the prophet.
When the text
as
says,
that promise was
don't
attached
be drunk
to the waters of the Jordan River
to man.
All Elisha
men
said, as the
all
spokesman
men
who builds
the prophet
anything,
and as the man of God,
apart from the
mansion,
one authorized to say so, and through
build
whom
on
God
the scaffolding,
himself spoke, who make the scaffolding
and
their wash,
and
who go up and down
clean
the scaffolding and busy themselves with the scaffolding,
and
they
by
are
by the
drunk
power of that
on the
word,
the promise of God. The waters
and
of Jordan
more
cleansed
about that man
Naaman of his leprosy.
Not only is he insane or drunk, he also
at reality
pray.
The text connects all those things.
Of his cleansing in
be
the Jordan
sober
River, according to the saying
watch
of the man of God, is the cleansing
prayer
of Naaman by the blood of Christ from his sin.
The drunkard.
Now,
the waters
the
of Jordan
drunkard
represent the blood of Christ.
Never prays.
He can't pray.
Blood of Christ that rolls.
That's always
in great
true
stream
of the drunkard. That's why the drunkard's a spiritual
blood of
vacuum
Christ that has the power.
The man who is
free
intoxicated
the
with
the corrupting
world
power of sin
doesn't pray either.
Make him new.
That's clear.
When the text says
in the
to
Old
him,
Testament
behold,
laws,
the end of all things is at
leprosy
hand.
In Leviticus chapter 14, which is one of the chapters
says,
that
no
deals with leprosy, the purifying
come, Lord
of
Jesus,
the leper
but not yet
is accompanied by sacrifices.
He's drunk.
Furthermore,
and
that is
pray
clear from the number of times that Naaman had to dip
what
in the Jordan River. Seven.
For that man.
That is the covenant number, and that is also the number of times
of
that
gospel
the leper had to be sprinkled
the
with
end
the blood of the sacrifice that would cleanse him from his leprosy.
God will tear down the scaffolding.
Christ
will tear down every man and every life that is built on it.
Christ of the covenant.
And he will bring every man.
Christ whose blood confirms
the covenant
into judgment.
Is the Christ whose blood.
That's the other
cleanses
thing about insanity.
The sinner.
Insanity
sin
is a plea that's entered
in order
in
to
New
escape
Testament
moral responsibility.
Saving work
actions
of Christ is presented.
There
as
will
cleansing
be no plea of insanity.
The blood
of
Christ, says the Apostle John, cleanseth us.
Behold,
from
then, the
all
end of all
sin
things is at hand.
Be ye
sober.
John sees Jesus
and
Christ
watch
in a vision
unto prayer.
As him who loved
that
us,
that phrase is a single entity,
washed us
you
in his own blood.
It it's
all
connected
our sins.
Be
sober and watch unto prayer.
This
really the fundamental idea of that to you and me tonight, the proper attitude that the Spirit imparts upon us.
Life-destroying
right
the
power
nearness
of the end is prayer.
Is overcome
pray
by the blood of the Lamb.
Prayer is heavenly. It's Christ. Prayer is the entrance. Cleanses us,
child of God,
sin.
Into the very presence of God.
He did that
God
ultimately
Spirit.
At the cross. That's where his blood was shed.
The text
shed.
Says pray. The text is
the
talking
sacrifice
about praying.
Made. That is the actual activity of
that
praying, but the text is
us
talking
from
about
sin. By
the whole attitude of the life of the child of God
perfect forever.
Is to be lived here
at
in
that
prayer.
Cross,
that is,
the elect of God were sprinkled by that blood
and as a stranger,
so that they were freed from sin's power.
It's not much
sin's
of a
dominion.
Sad announcement.
Sin's guilt.
For the man who had a tent on the lawn.
And that blood of the cross.
That the scaffolding is coming down.
The blood of Christ.
The house
the Holy
is ready
Spirit
to be inhabited.
Uses as the power
what joy
to regenerate a man.
What glory.
Cleanse that man
he
from his original sin in Adam and all his actual sin.
He can enter
sin.
Into Father's house of many
from
mansions.
From the rolling power of sin and from the corrupting
influence. All the end is at hand. He says, hallelujah.
Destructive power of sin in his life.
Power of
be
the blood of
then.
Christ
and watch
that renews his heart,
makes him a new man.
It's
or
a prayer
woman,
of
a
pilgrim
child.
In a stranger.
Places that heart under the power of the ruling grace of
it's
God.
It's a prayer for forgiveness.
The blood of Christ, whereby Christ
for
continually washes the sinner
mine too.
From his sin all his life long, daily.
It's a prayer that is made too about earthly things.
Christ,
because we have to live now
cleanses.
On scaffolding.
By the only power
that's able to
it's
save
a prayer
sin.
That casts the, blood the burden of those earthly of things
cross.
Upon the Lord.
Because he knows we
he
have
need
does that by
it's
faith.
It's a prayer for the glory of God's name. It's a prayer for the
question
coming
is,
of God's kingdom. It's a prayer for the accomplishment of the eternal purpose and will of God.
That the cleansing power,
it's a prayer
of the blood of Christ,
that
comes
expresses
into the
heart
and life of
the
sinner.
And desire of the child of God.
The answer is faith
for the coming of perfection,
for deliverance
from this
holy.
Body of death and from this world
by
of
faith.
Sin. It's a prayer that is
justified by faith,
we're sanctified by
faith.
The prayer that Jesus taught us. Faith is evident in the text.
How can you and I
pray? Naaman had the beginning of faith.
The attitude of longing
before he
for that
ever went
home,
into the water.
Home. If we too are insanely rushing up and down
the
scaffold
the text,
with our load of bricks,
with the incident with
to
his
build
servants,
our house on that scaffold,
they say to Naaman,
or if we're drunk, if he had asked
that
he
whether
do some
that
great
be
thing,
drunk
would thou not
like
have done
the world
it?
With drugs and alcohol, or drunk
that isn't
on
the
kind
things
that
of
was
the
kind
world,
of pragmatism
so that
the world
on their part.
Intoxicates us.
But Naaman turns.
We're not able to judge rightly
that the end is near.
Man never turns apart from faith.
Be sober.
And Naaman
these
dipped
things
seven times.
Do not laugh.
Man doesn't dip
seven times.
Watch
apart from faith.
He believed.
Watch because the world
the
will seduce
word.
You and me.
Christ
the
cleanses.
Flesh.
The sinner from
with
his
its
sins
goals,
by faith,
its life,
its satisfaction.
Faith that believes
glitter,
the word of God,
of comfort.
That the blood of Christ
watch,
is the power to cleanse
Satan,
from sin.
Like a roaring
faith
lion.
Faith that hears the word of God, go and wash and be clean. Faith
goes about seeking.
And it's by and that faith that the sinner is cleansed. Apart from faith,
sober,
that sinner is not cleansed.
And watch unto prayer.
This prayer.
You know your sin.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come quickly.
Your original sin in Adam and your own actual sins. Do you long to be delivered from the guilt of that sin and from the power and dominion of that sin? Go and wash and be clean.
Press us.
The blood of Christ.
With the end of this world and its nearness.
Cleanse you from all sin.
And make us sober that we may watch unto prayer.
And that blood,
and come, Lord Jesus, come quickly.
That blood,
amen,
cleanses through the means of the preaching.
Naaman was not cleansed. Apart from coming to the land of Israel, which is the church, that's the church, the preaching takes place in the church, not on street corners.
he came to the church. And there in the church, he heard the prophet speak the word of God, go and wash and be clean. And it was the power of that word, preaching, as the chosen instrument of God, that was the instrument according to which Naaman was clean. The text says that he was cleansed by the waters of the Jordan River according to the saying of the man of God. We are cleansed from our sin only in the church through the preaching of the word. That's why outside the church there is no salvation. That is an axiom. It may not be doubted. Any doubt about that's an assault, direct assault upon the power of the preaching of the word as the God-ordained means for our salvation. A salvation from the corrupting power of sin. There's nothing wrong with saying we're saved by the preaching. The text says that he was saved according to the word of the man of God. And the same doubt that, which is unbelief, that characterized Naaman with regard to that God-ordained means is always present in the church. When trouble comes into our life because of sin, then we may insist that the world's highly trained counselors are better equipped to help me, and surely better than the poorly trained minister and the poorly trained elders who can only apply to me the word of God. What good is that for my problem? That's unbelief, pure and simple. Naaman was cleansed from leprosy and from sin according to the saying of the man of God. Our help, our salvation from sin and all the problems that sin brings into our life comes by means of the preaching of the word. It isn't in the world. It isn't with the world's psychiatrists. It is not with the world's psychologists. It's not with the world's doctors or scientists. It's not in their institutions. Can't not be bought either. Cannot be discovered by man. It's the blood of Christ. It comes powerfully through the preaching of the gospel. It's in the church by the preaching of the word. God will save us and our children from our sin. And any attempt to weaken the gospel and its preaching, to blunt it, silence it, or minimize it, there also the church will be full of sickness, weakness, and death. Our cleansing comes by the word. And that word always says to us, go and wash and be clean. And that word is a gracious word. The grace of Naaman's cleansing is lovely in the text. A grace evident in the particularity of the cleansing
There were many lepers in Israel, and there was only one cleansed. Naaman the Syrian. Because God loved Naaman. And he didn't love those other lepers. God loved him. God controlled all the circumstances of his life, just like God controlled all his victories. God lifted him up. It was by his hand that God gave the Syrian armies victories over the nation of Israel. God made him great, and God brought him down in a single moment by a mighty stroke of his hand in order that he might lift him up with salvation freely given. The graciousness is evident. And that God didn't heal his friend, he healed his enemy. The man who waged war on him and on his kingdom and on his nation and on his people, who hated him and enslaved his own people, God healed that man. That is grace. The graciousness of it is evident in the text. By the incident with Naaman and Gehazi. Naaman wanted to pay for his cleansing. He couldn't pay. Elisha swore an oath because the name of God, the God who cleansed Naaman, is not a God who respects persons. He isn't a God who can be bought, who can be paid back for his salvation. He could not take the money without denying the name of God. And Gehazi was struck down with the leprosy of Naaman because Gehazi was a proponent of works righteousness. Gehazi thought that that Syrian should have paid for his cleansing. He didn't believe in the God who was the God of grace and who saves from sin and leprosy freely by his grace without any works of man, without any payment from man, who cannot be paid back. The leprosy of Naaman clung to him and all his seed and still clings to them to this day. Cursed is the man, cursed with death, now and in eternity, who teaches that sinners are saved by their works. God, by his grace, a grace shown to his enemies and a grace freely given, cleansed Naaman from his sin. And that means too, that means was a simple means. Go and wash and be clean. What could be simpler than that? Man is cleansed by a simple means. It's not difficult. Sometimes we want to make it difficult. We have a particular sin in our life, a deep or dark desire in our hearts. We have a constant trouble from sin in our life. And we go from counselor to counselor to counselor. We seek out the finest and the best doctors. We spend huge amounts of money for the finest evaluations that man can give. There's a marriage problem, and the solution is a long series of classes to those who know full well how to live in marriage. There's a fathering problem, and the solution is a long series of classes to those who know full well what a father is supposed to do. Man will never repent to go and wash, to be clean. We need to go and wash in our sins and in our troubles from sins. The means is simple. Repent. Go and wash and be clean.
Man doesn't want to do that. And only the grace of God will make a man do that. Because the means is also a humbling means. Naaman was proud. That was his problem. He showed up with all his pomp and all his money and all his power and all his greatness. And Elisha dismisses it. Doesn't even show up to greet the man. All the actions were calculated to expose his pride and to humble him. Human pride stands in the way. The means is simple. A man will not have that means. A means that comes to us in the way of a pride-crushing repentance. A means that comes to us in the way of a flesh-killing daily conversion. A means that comes to us in a turning from our sin and the admission that we were wrong. And the asking of forgiveness and the saying that I am sorry. It's only in that way that we go and wash and are cleansed from sin. And when we do, the contrast and the fruit is immediate. What a changed man was that proud Syrian, that idol-worshipping Syrian. Behold, he says, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. What a changed man was that man who used to worship Rimmon but now is disturbed when he has to go into Rimmon and his master has to lean upon his arm and he may bow down to Rimmon too. And what freedom the gospel gives to him when the gospel says, go in peace. That's the freedom of the gospel. The freedom of the believer to be in the world and yet not be of the world. The freedom of the believer even to go into the temple of the idol. As the apostle says, not offend because the idol is nothing. The change that is expressed in the proper worship. Forsaking the idol worship. And turning unto the living God, he asks for 2 mules burden worth of dirt so he can build an altar to Jehovah his God and the first fruits of the Gentiles. Is that changed, cleansed Syrian? That's the word. That was a word to Israel and her apostasy. The cutting off of Israel. God would graft in the Gentiles. And we now, in our generations, are the fruit of God's saving work of cleansing Naaman the Syrian. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy word. Apply it to our hearts. Cleanse us, O God. Turn us from our sin to the living God. Free us from our guilt and make us clean. For Jesus' sake, amen.